much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I don't want to answer that question. That's a clown question, bro.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
VIG.
Well, the word clown is used, and it's strange because clowns were meant to really make kids happy. And so, but there's, you know, a feeling to a lot of clowns, circus clowns, that it actually produces fear in the kids or some kind of anxiety. It's an interesting thing to think about clowns.
Yeah. And now...
I don't want to look like a clown. Don't want to look like a clown. No.
Our feature presentation.
Could he explain that more slowly?
No. That's our man, David Lynch, who may have too many thoughts going on in his head to be able to express any of them.
There's a whole lot of stuff going on in that man's head, if you've seen his movies.
The song is Crazy Clown Time, I want to say.
Yes.
I'm going to look that up. That's nutty, beyond words. Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's a Tuesday morning.
What's going on, party people?
You know. It's not Batman.
Right. Did you?
Dark Knight Rises.
And?
Wow, check
you
out.
I liked it much better than the second one.
Did you
actually?
Really?
I did. I am not demanding my money back.
I made Lisa promise that if she didn't like it, I would give her money back.
Yeah.
And she liked it better than the second one.
I did have some 5-hour energy before.
Good. Before and then in the middle.
Before and then in the middle.
And then 2/3 of the way through.
You can't have like a Diet Coke or anything because you can't go to the bathroom and it's, you know,
it's
almost
long.
3 hours. So, yeah.
You need the Run Pee app.
I did it right.
Run Pee, that's the one. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You get the app. It tells you what part of the movie to get up and go to the bathroom.
I could have used that, actually, because by the end I was bursting. But I really enjoyed it.
That's a good. That's a good callback, that app. I forgot about that. That's useful. Catwoman, Anne Hathaway, would like to see a spinoff, would like to do a Catwoman movie. What do you guys think, based on her character, since you've seen the movie?
I felt she was one of the most compelling characters. Like, every time she was on screen, and also Joseph Gordon-Levitt, those two just drew you in.
Yeah.
Or for me, anyway. I thought they were standouts.
I think it would be good with her.
I think she'd be great.
There's something about her that bugs me, and I don't know what it is.
That she's awesome?
Because she really is wonderful.
Yes, Bean, that's what bugs me, is that she's awesome.
Dan, I don't get that. I don't know why that would bug you.
I know I'm on my own on that one, but and I can't put my finger on it either.
Although I'd like to.
I knew that was coming.
But it's just sort of strange, but she was good.
Yeah.
But she was fine.
Really good.
Here's a short story, but I found it fascinating. It took 18 police officers more than 40 minutes in China's Shandong province to save a woman who was drowning, a lady in distress in one of the province's rivers.
It took her 40 minutes?
How much was she drowning? She didn't drown in 40 minutes.
Over 40 minutes and 18 police officers. In fact, it attracted quite a crowd, this rescue operation. A crowd of about 1,000 curious, excited, and anxious spectators were on the sides of the riverbanks watching this rescue operation.
Oh, was it one of those where it was a fast-moving river?
I guess,
otherwise, why are the people just standing around watching? How about somebody getting in and helping?
You've got 18 police officers on the case. I don't know that everybody on the shore needs to jump in. But the reason this story is in the news is because when the woman was rescued, when she was pulled to shore, it turned out that, in fact, she was a sex doll.
Are you kidding?
That's why she didn't drown.
15 officers were spending 40 minutes to rescue a doll.
18 cops. She was a blow-up doll, right? Of course, then the crowd is horrified, and they're covering their children's eyes and walking and running away because, you know, God forbid, their kids see a piece of plastic. No word on how the sex doll got into the river in the first place, but apparently Shandong is an important center for producing sex toys in China. It's where many sex toys that, you know, guys like Beer Mug have to buy are made and shipped to around the globe. But imagine as that realization hit each of the officers involved in the rescue when they realized
it's
just a piece of plastic.
That would have been awesome.
So good times.
That would have been awesome just to be there right when they realize it. Because every single one would go, are you kidding me?
What are we doing with our time?
I'm sure several of them, you know, risk their lives at some points of a fast-moving river.
Yep, you jump into the water. Absolutely, for a piece of plastic.
And all those people are watching.
Yep.
How embarrassing.
And then do you think once they pulled it out, you think they had a sign-up sheet? For who was going to use it? No?
I don't ever want to hear you talking about them pulling it out. I really don't.
No, I was saying... never mind. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
You come off as very confident. Are you dying inside?
I am, yes. I think anybody that listens knows. On today's Kevin and Bean Show, we have Mr. Skin.
Oh, he's the best person ever!
Yay! Rubin is always a little too excited for me. Mm-hmm.
Well, he does good work.
A little too excited. We're also going to talk about toilet injuries. This seems to be a huge problem, and I was not aware of it. I've never been injured on a toilet. And no one in our morning show office had ever been injured by a toilet. But they say how many is it a year, Bean?
Wasn't it 40,000?
40,000 toilet injuries.
Toilet injuries a year?
A year!
Or maybe I could be greatly exaggerating. It might only be four, but I remember it was thousands.
I think it was 40,000,
and it was way more than I could get my head around how you could possibly get hurt just using a toilet, but it happens all the time.
It's bizarre, right?
Yeah.
Josh Gates, the host of Destination Truth. We watched the trailer yesterday, being after we hung up on the phone, and they were out in the middle of the desert, and they had the green, what do you call the old?
Night vision.
Thank you, Muggs.
Damn it. I helped them. Crap.
You did it
again.
What's
wrong with you?
So they're wandering through the desert and they see a light, you know, that they can't understand, a plane or something. Mm-hmm. And it's just the whole 30-second trailer is them going, what am I looking at? Look at it moving. It's moving too fast. What is that? What am I looking at? And I just kept thinking, I don't know. Why don't you tell us what you're looking at? You're the one on TV and we're not. We can only see you.
I hope they tell you, because if not, that's a crappy show.
Right. It's not much of destination. We don't know.
I can do that.
So we got that on today's show. We have Strange Sex is an interesting TV show that Bean has taken to watching because they have bizarre stories. This particular one is a guy who has a 150-pound scrotum.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen pictures of that guy.
I think you have.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. We've talked about it before. But this is not good.
He, we'll be hearing from him in just a few minutes, but he takes a hoodie and wraps it around his 160-pound scrotum and, you know, puts his legs through the arms of the hoodie and then uses the bulk of the clothing to cover his scrotum as he gets around town.
You understand.
Because how else do you cover something like that? I guess they could put him in a tent or something, but he needs to cover it up.
I understand. I weigh 190 pounds. So his testicles weigh, his scrotum weighs almost as much as I do.
That's correct. And he's carrying that around with him everywhere.
He's carrying me between his legs.
Yep.
And I never wanted to say that sentence.
It's a terrible way to say that.
We also have some interviews that I think you might enjoy by a young and up-and-coming interviewer named Beer Mug.
Yay! Oh, I hear good things.
He does good work. Yep. He was on the red carpet for the Teen Choice Awards.
Wow, a lot of big stars at the Teen Choice Awards.
Well, were there?
If you're a teen, maybe. Oh,
I wasn't aware of that by listening to the interviews.
Oh, I see. So maybe not everybody stopped by. I see what you're saying.
So we got that for you, and we have the world premiere tickets for Total Recall for you today as well.
Looks so good.
So that's coming up. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat now.
Friday morning here on the show, we're going to be sending someone to Austin, Texas to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers at Austin City Limits, which is a long-running PBS show. They are going to be performing on that show on October the 14th. I toured the facilities of Austin City Limits when I was in Austin in January, by the way, out there on Willie Nelson Drive in Austin, Texas.
Right.
Awesome place.
Wait, there was no one there, though, performing?
No, it was they had a rock and roll photo exhibit.
Oh.
There in the space. But Red Hot Chili Peppers are going to be playing, of course, Staples Center. They got some sold-out dates in August, so you win tickets for that, and then you're qualified for the grand prize drawing. We do Friday, and then we get to send you to Austin. It's destination number 4 of the K-Rock Road Trip USA 2012.
Let's talk showbiz. Apparently, there's just constant talk. One of those stories that just is in the news every day, has the same answer, the same question gets asked the next day. Robert Pattinson, Kristen Stewart, are they going to get married? We have to know if they're going to get married. Somebody please tell us if they're going to get married.
Well, we've talked about this before, that for some reason people think if a celebrity couple is dating, you have to insist on that information. You have to know when they're going to get married, and then the minute they do, you have to start hounding them full time on when they're going to have a kid.
Right, and then everybody has to pay $1 billion to get the pictures of the kid. I don't understand the whole thing. Even if you're a Kristen Stewart, well, let's be honest. Even if you're a Robert Pattinson fan.
Yeah.
You would barely be interested, right?
They've been dating a long time, Kevin, yes. Like through all those films.
Right.
Like, what are they waiting
the deal?
For?
I don't
know. Are they in love or not? What's going on with them?
Who cares?
What's their relationship like?
What
do they live together?
How often
know.
Do they see each other? Where do they go? Where does he take her?
Does
what
she
does he buy her?
When he's like gone to a movie, does she go and visit the set?
Are they going to get married?
That's my question.
Oh, I don't know.
Wait, you don't have any information? Nope. The story is just people are wondering if they're going to get married?
It's in the thing is that it is in the entertainment news every day.
Right.
What's happening? The story today, Robert Pattinson's mom called him and asked him the same question.
Huh.
Are they going to get married? We have to know.
I guess they've moved Jennifer Aniston out of the spotlight. Is she going to get back together with Brad?
Yeah.
Is she? Are they secretly seeing each other?
Will she ever find love?
Yes.
Will she ever have a baby? Remember back when reality television was inexpensive and that's why there was a lot of it?
Yeah.
Shows like American Idol just became gangbusters. I mean, it was an enormously popular show and made stars of everyone associated with it. But it was a very cheap show to make when it started. I don't know how long they can keep this thing on the air if they have to hire, like Mariah Carey, they did yesterday, for more than $17 million a year. Now, remember how crazy it was when they hired Jennifer Lopez to be a judge and they paid her $12?
That was ridiculous.
That was only 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Now they're paying $17 to Mariah Carey. Britney is making $15 over there on X Factor. I mean, these shows are not inexpensive to run anymore.
But I love the Mariah Carey thing because she crazy.
They got to do something to keep people interested.
I mean, she's certifiable.
I think she is a little bit wacky. And,
no, crazy.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely, I mean, that you know, we all remember that famous TRL moment where she came out in the short pants with our friend Carson Daly and wheeled out a birthday cake and was just a nonsensical and incoherent. But, I mean, she's not like that all the time. She's like that often enough that we'll probably see some of it on Idol, though. And that's
sure
all we care
so.
About, right? Anyway, she tweeted about it yesterday saying it's going to be so much fun working on American Idol. As a singer-songwriter, I'm excited to help find and nurture new talent. That is Mariah Carey. So now, I guess up next, they'll have to replace Steven Tyler. Don't know yet who that's going to be. And so far, it's not 100% confirmed that Randy Jackson is going to be back either. I guess a lot of changes could happen between now and then. But, you know, the auditions are getting ready to begin for season 12. August 1st is when they begin. So it might be nice to have your judges in place before that happens.
That's this week, right?
It's next week.
Soon.
I mean, the 27th is Friday, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yesterday we were talking about the possible Minka Kelly sex tape.
Stop
and then we stopped because Bean wouldn't stop making those noises. Today, there's another rumor of another celebrity with a sex tape, and it's the singer of Call Me Maybe, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah! What the hell?
What the hell indeed?
I don't think we don't need that. She's fine, but we don't need that.
Agreed. Apparently, yesterday, the 26-year-old took some quality time to dispel the rumors. She says, crazy morning, discovered that somebody put up a sex tape claiming to be me. Ridiculous. Obviously not me. So you don't get your Carly Rae Jepsen tape. Sorry, Bean.
Wasn't waiting for that one, but thank you. All right. Two Olympics-related stories in the showbiz news today. Of course, the Olympic opening ceremonies in London are Friday night.
Yep.
It has been reported that the Spice Girls are going to be reuniting for a concert at the London Olympics closing ceremony. They're going to be doing two songs. British tabloids are claiming they're going to be doing Spice Up Your Life and Wannabe. I mean, they're one of the quintessential British bands of the past 20 years or so.
Right.
It'd be cool to see Oasis get back together for the Olympics, too, by the way. But I don't think there's any talk of that. Here's the part that I found fascinating about it. I'm not surprised really all that much because the girls have kind of stayed in touch. You know, they had a semi-reunion a couple of years ago that Ginger sat out, but now they're all back together because they're doing this Spice World musical. So they're all involved in that. They all still are talking. They're all still friendly. But here's the story. Victoria Beckham, your friend Kevin, reportedly agreed to the reunion only on the condition that the Spice Girls will never reunite again after this.
Wow, I love that.
How crazy is that?
She's like, that's it. I'm over the pressure.
I'll do it this one time, but that's it forever.
I'm back for the Olympics. Okay, I'll sing at the Olympics, but that's it. I'll only do it if you promise me we never have to do it again.
Love it.
I mean, of all the girls in the Spice Girls, she's probably the one that has the most going on. You know,
certainly
with all
needs
of her,
it the least.
Yeah, all of her commercials and endorsement deals and her fashion line and obviously her busy social schedule with the husband and the whole deal. But I thought that was interesting. And thing two having to do with the Olympics. And, you know, we haven't seen very much because the Olympics are not in our country or on our continent this time around.
Not even in our language. It's ridiculous.
Is the Olympic torch, you know how they run the Olympic torch for weeks and weeks and months leading up to the ceremony? That's kind of the tradition back from old Greece. Well, Patrick Stewart is one of the guys who ran the torch this week. The former Star Trek Captain Jean-Luc Picard is one of the people who got to carry the torch going toward Olympic Stadium through London, which I think is hilarious. How old a guy is he? He's got to be in his 70s or something, at least, or 60,
yeah,
at least 60.
At least 60s.
Yeah. He said, I've attended world premieres of big movies, but I've never had the excitement and the sense of pleasure and pride that people are exhibiting today, and that it was a moment he will never forget. So Friday is when the torch arrives at the stadium, and that's when we get to see the opening ceremony.
Speaking of the Olympics, NBA star Kobe Bryant, we may have mentioned this yesterday, raised some eyebrows after claiming that the current U.S. team, which is having trouble, by the way, current U.S. team is playing some warm-up games as they lead into the Olympics, and they're falling behind. They've won every game, but they're falling behind. And then
they were unstoppable.
They kind of have to catch up. Well, Kobe Bryant claims that the current team could beat the 1992 Dream Team, and that's the first year when they actually said, we're bringing in the pros.
Right.
If everybody else is doing it, we'll do it. They brought in 12 Hall of Famers, including Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Charles Barkley, Magic Johnson. So that's a dumb claim. I love Kobe, but that's a dumb claim.
It really is.
I don't think he's found anyone to agree with that claim either. I think he's been pretty much on his own. And finally, for me this hour, Modern Family in the news. The big story is that, of course, it's one of the most successful and loved shows on television. It airs on ABC. They got tons of Emmy nominations this week. And it looks like there may be a Friends-type banding together of the adult cast members on the show to get themselves a big raise over there. Remember when Friends did that, where they the smartest thing they ever did is say, all right, we're all going to be on the same team. None of us are going to work unless we get this huge raise. And that's how they ended up getting over $1 million a show, remember?
Yep.
Well, according to this article, they only make around $65,000 an episode, and they want to bump up to around $200,000 an episode.
Wow, that's a raise.
Along with a part of the show's profits in syndication. So there is a table read scheduled for today, and some in Hollywood are waiting to see what happens, including whether they even show up or not, or if this is the beginning of, hey, we're holding out for more money. So I hope they work it out. That's a great show with a tremendously talented cast.
New DVD on sale today, NHL Stanley Cup Champions 2012. Just wanted to throw that in.
Okay.
And that was the Flyers this year? Who won that?
That would have been the Los Angeles Kings.
Oh, it was the Kings. That's right. I couldn't remember.
Thank you for noticing.
Have you already pre-ordered yours?
I have.
Today's celebrity birthday is actor Michael Richards, who there would have been a time a few years ago where we only would have had fond thoughts of him being the guy from Seinfeld. Now maybe we think of some other unfortunate incident. Michael Richards is 63 years old today. Director Gus Van Sant is 60. Kristen Chenoweth, 44 years old today. Laura Layton from Melrose Place is 44. Jennifer Lopez, speaking of AI, turns 43 today. Wow, she looks amazing for 43, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think so.
She does.
Basketball player turned actor Rick Fox is 43. Actress Rose Byrne, 33. Summer Glau, 31 years old today from Firefly and the Sarah Connor Chronicles, the Terminator show. Elizabeth Moss, actress from Mad Men, is 30. Anna Paquin from True Blood is 30. And Bindi Irwin. Remember Bindi? Bindi the Jungle Girl?
Steve Irwin's
daughter? Yeah. She turns 14 today, and that's the show.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:26.
Josh Gates from Destination Truth on the Sci-Fi Channel joins us later on today. We got Total Recall world premiere tickets with the stars for you and highlights of the man with the 160-pound testicles. That's all coming up. First, though, Beer Mug back on the red carpet with his interview microphone. I'm so excited.
Back on the red carpet of the Kids' Choice Awards.
Teen
Choice Awards, I'm sorry, which was this past weekend. And he got some really great interviews, Bean. I think you'll agree. The first group of people that he talked to was the Kelly Slater Surf Girls. Apparently, Kelly Slater has a surf team made up of guys and girls. And Muggs starts talking to them and, as usual, begins with the word myself. Is that grammatically...
I can't imagine a sentence he could come up with that would start correctly with myself.
Every sentence that he has starts with myself. Now, here he's talking to little girls.
Now, myself, growing up a Southern California boy, I never had the chops to surf. I'm kind of unathletic. I am a sponger, so don't hate me. Have you guys had the pleasure to meet one of the most other famous girl surfers, Bethany Hamilton?
Yeah, I've met her a couple of times. She's so sweet. And her story is amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy. I couldn't imagine getting my arm bit off by a shark.
Yeah, none of us can. So the first thing he does, use the yellow in there, Muggs. So the first thing he does is he starts talking about himself, which is
always
a beer mark trademark. And beer mug trademark, sorry. And he ends by saying he can't imagine getting his arm bitten off by a shark.
Dave is in studio with us here. Dave, you went with beer mug.
Yes.
To help.
To the Teen Choice Awards.
To observe, yes.
How did he do, in your opinion?
I think he did a little better, but there's a lot of work with Mr. Muggs.
It's like I never left.
Choreographer Christopher Scott, who choreographed Step Up 3 and the new Step Up Revolution, and it's beer mug, starting as he does.
Now, myself, I'm a sort of tubby, out of shape, unathletic person. How hard would it be to work with someone like me to get him busting moves like you?
All hard is the answer to that. Not possible. Ashley Ricard's star of Awkward.
Let me ask you, for a guy like me, in high school, I was like a fat, short, little nerdy guy. So what would your character do to my self if I was in that show in high school? Would you say...
you want to hear that again?
Yes, I do.
That was one of the most complex questions I've ever heard.
Let me ask you, for a guy like me, in high school, I was like a fat, short, little nerdy guy. So what would your character do to my self if I was in that show in high school?
Just like the dramatic pause right there?
No, you were just trying to figure out what you were saying.
Wow.
Like how to end the sentence.
I wish you guys could see it.
Yeah. Why is it that 90% of the time that you're talking to any celebrity is telling them about you? Please explain that to me. I'm serious. That's a serious question.
Because they, you know, it's all about them all the time. I figured
attitude adjustment for
them.
Yeah, they need to be taught a thing
exactly.
Or two.
This is Muggs putting them in their place.
Yep. There's Tyler Posey, the star of Teen Wolf.
Well, one last question before I let you go. How far do you see Teen Wolf going on MTV?
What does that mean? How many seasons do you want the show to run?
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
It's more of a prediction of how far he thinks it's going to go. And no actor knows. Zero.
Right, of course.
Zero actors know the answer to that. Now he's talking to Modern Family, that tiniest kid, Nolan Gould. His name is Luke.
No, Luke.
Yes. Yeah.
The son.
What's next for you, Nolan? You're going to be out. How old are you?
I'm 13.
What are you going to get cast in the next Batman trilogy? What's next for you, man? You're a star.
I like that he wants to know if he's going to be cast in the next Batman trilogy. Another question that an actor has zero idea. Right.
I envy you.
I do want to do a movie where I can do my own stunts, so maybe the new Batman trilogy might be open. So,
you'll come back as Bane, too.
Or I'll come back for Spider-Man 10. I'll be the Peter Parker then.
Nolan, try to keep all the girls away, man.
All right, thank you.
All right.
This kid is way smarter than Beer Mug.
That kid was funnier, smarter, ad-lib better.
It's true. And I have to ask Muggs, and again, a serious question. I'm not busting balls here. Why would he try to keep all the girls away?
Dude, the kid's a stud, man.
Why? He's 13.
Muggs,
why would he try to keep the girls away?
Bean's point is, that's a good thing that girls are around. You would never want to keep them away.
Oh, no, you get sick of girls. You know, if they're all flocking to you, it gets tiring.
Really? Muggs knows.
I know.
Yeah.
Then Crystal the Monkey came up. Crystal the Monkey. Now, I believe this is the monkey from Hangover 2.
Yeah, Hangover 2, and also has a new television show that's debuting on ABC with Justin Kirk, the brother-in-law from Weeds. So now, they're doing a lot of publicity for that.
I want you to listen to Muggs, how he talks to non-humans. He's great.
Crystal the Monkey, what is it like so far being here at the 2012 Teen Choice Awards? Uh-huh. Weather is a little hot. What is it like working with the other actors in the show? Yeah, I know. They kind of get pushy and bossy, but you put them in check, right, Crystal? One last question. What's your favorite K-Rock band, Crystal? No Doubt. Good answer. Thank you, Crystal.
He was pretty quick, pretty concise. How come you can't talk to human beings like that?
Because animals are cooler than humans, right, Lisa?
That is true.
Yeah. You sound like Doto now. Right, Lisa? Right, Kevin and Bean? Chris Colfer, who plays Kurt on Glee.
What season are we coming up to on Glee?
Fourth.
Fourth. Have the songs gotten harder for you performing them? Or what's the deal? What can the fans expect?
Which question do you want to ask?
I've never seen someone leave faster. Just like, okay, Mike,
turn and left.
Just gone.
Did he really? He turned and walked away.
After he was disgusted with Beer Mug.
Wouldn't you have? Rebecca Black. It's Friday.
Oh.
Beer Mug does about a 1 minute, how would I know you? You look familiar. And then she says,
it was Friday.
It was Friday, that's right. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
He's out.
How has life changed for you since the big debut of Friday and all that good stuff?
Muggs.
I like this interview. I like this one.
How has life changed for you since all that stuff?
I didn't have anything to say to her.
Really? You said, how are you?
I couldn't.
And then she said, fine. And then you said,
Well, I couldn't take the Omar approach of being mean because I don't have really, I don't have it in me to do that.
There's no reason to be mean to her now.
You could have started with the word myself.
But I could have. I could have, yes.
And finally, Abby Lee Miller, who is the dance instructor on a show that I have not seen called Dance Mom.
Hold on. Let me set this one up, Kevin. Yeah. Because, you know, I know Muggs doesn't know the show, so I tell him everything about Abby Lee Miller. She's mean. You know, she's the instructor. She has her own studio.
So you're prepping him.
I'm prepping
to make sure
him. I give him everything he needs to know for this interview, and this is what happens.
Hi, Abby Lee Miller. Sorry, I'm serious. David's yelling at me because I'm screaming in the mic. I'm really excited.
He keeps yelling into the microphone, and it keeps distorting because he's too excited about it. And King of Mexico keeps saying, stop doing that.
A little whisper.
Okay. Yeah, could you yell at Dave for me?
Hey, you need to straighten up and fly right, or you're going to be done. You know how many other audio people there are around here? Everyone's replaceable.
All right, now remember that the King of Mexico told him that this is not a dance mom. Mm-hmm. This is the instructor.
Abby Lee Miller from Lifetime's Dance Moms here at the Teen Choice Awards. What is it? What is it like being a dance mom, being coined as a dance mom? Is that a good thing?
I'm not a dance mom. Do you watch the show?
What are you?
I'm the dance teacher. I own the studio. Yeah.
You have kids?
No.
I'm so sorry. I can't lie, but tell the K-Rock audience a little bit about the show. And myself, who haven't seen it.
Oh, my God.
Mugs.
See, I can't even tell her that I don't watch the show. I have
she
to
knows
kinda,
you don't watch the show. You asked her what it was like to be a dance mom. That's a dead giveaway.
How did you forget everything Dave told you?
I wasn't paying attention to Dave at that moment.
Wow.
Tell the K-Rock audience a little bit about the show and myself, who haven't seen it.
The reason Dave goes to these things with you, Muggs, is because he knows everything about every show. He's an unbelievable resource. Why wouldn't you use him?
Nothing against Dave. I just was kind of all over the place.
Really?
Just looking, yeah.
Really? Wait. You were all over the
place? Yeah.
Wait, you weren't laser focused on doing good work?
Nope.
We are always putting up new stuff at KevinAndBean.com or KRock.com, including a video right now that we want to tell you about that I just find hilarious. Look, as long as there have been parents and teenagers, parents have complained about what the teenagers want to wear out of the house, right?
Right.
But this dad ended up putting his kid on YouTube, picked up his video camera, because he just couldn't believe how small the pants were that this kid planned on wearing out of the house. He's a teenager. The kid's a teenager. What do you think he is, Kevin? 15, maybe 16 years old?
The guy says
he's
16, I think.
Yeah. He does. Okay. He looks like he's got about, a 34-inch waist, but he looks like he's trying to walk out of the house with pants that are about a 26-inch waist.
Yeah. This is not dad and mom disagree with clothing choices. This is guy trying to wear pants that are literally unbelievably too small for him, and he looks foolish beyond words.
Yeah, he can't pull them up over his underwear. He can't bend his knees. The pants are so tight and so little, and this kid is into it. And the dad just turns the video camera on him and just berates him for like 4 minutes, but in a humorous way. That's not an abusive thing. It's hilarious. He just can't get his head around what this kid has going on, and we thought you would enjoy hearing a little bit of this. And you should see the video right there on the front page of KevinAndBean.com.
Turn around. Slowly. Keep your hands up so you can see how you look. Turn around. It looked like you stole a midget pants.
This father is funny, too. The kid, the 16-year-old kid, is laughing the whole time.
Yeah, right.
Because he knows, and he also spends, I don't know, if the video's 4 minutes, Bean, does he spend 3 minutes of it trying to pull them up?
I think so. Yeah, about that.
Big as you is, how short the pants look, and they up under your behind, and how skinny they are. You can't even pull them up. Try to pull them up. Girls don't even wear their pants that tight. Pull them up.
By the way, that's true. Nobody ever has worn a pair of pants that fit less than this guy.
I bet your sister can't even fit them pants. Bend down. Squat down. No, squat down.
He can't. He's trying to squat down, and literally the pants are keeping him. He literally cannot squat down.
Squat all the way down. Squat down some more. You can't even do it. That's ridiculous. Big as you is, you're about to be 16. Looking like you had a 10-year-old pair of pants on. I know your nuts hurt.
That's the best. That's my favorite.
Get your behind up there and change them pants. You can't even walk fast.
And he turns around and kind of waddles up the stairs to change his pants. Oh, that dad's the best. So if you want to see that video, go to kevinandbean.com and you can check that out. This kid, it's a little longer than that. It's about 4 or 5 minutes. And this kid really can't do any of the things that his dad is saying. His dad's 100% correct. He looks like a moron.
They're like four sizes too small.
Yes, they
so
are.
So funny. And by the way, speaking of wearing midget pants, our friend Brad Williams is going to be joining us next with the Showbiz Beat coming up right after this on the Kevin and Bean. You understand the man's testicles, Kevin, weigh 160 pounds that we're going to meet coming up after the top of the hour, right?
How much do you weigh, Brad?
That's two Brad Williamses.
That's like, you know, he's carrying two little people around.
He's carrying two little people. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story. That's coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ladies and gentlemen, our good friend Brad Williams is Funny yeah. Brad on Twitter, bradwilliamscomedy.com, one of the funniest comedians working today. See him at the Ice House in Pasadena on Friday and Saturday, August 10th and 11th. How you been, buddy? What's going on?
It looked like you stole a midget pants.
Yeah, don't steal my pants. You realize how hard it is for me to get pants? Brad, like, it's back to school. The lines of Baby Gap are out the door. Don't steal my pants.
Brad has been very generous with his time. He filled in a couple of days last week for Ralph Garman on the Showbiz Beat, then flew out to Ohio. I guess you did stand up all weekend long in Toledo.
Yeah.
I was in Toledo, and then I flew back yesterday and decided to join you guys again.
Fantastic. Aww, that's so very cool. Kind of you. Can't thank you enough. What's going on in Hollywood, man?
Well, I love this story. Muppets love gay people.
Muppets love gay. Well, you got Bert and Ernie, right?
No, that was Sesame Street.
Oh, sorry.
But here's what happened. For those of you who may not be familiar with the Chick-fil-A situation.
Ah, yes.
Yes. Chick-fil-A, they've been known, their parent company has been known to give money to certain extreme Christian charities that are anti-gay marriage, and they have those camps where they, like, pray the gay away mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And the CEO of Chick-fil-A, Dan Cathy, was asked about these and they said, do you support this? And his response was, guilty as charged. So he was pretty much admitting it.
Wow.
That he just comes out and he does it. So
guilty!
That's exactly how he said it, too. So it's really amazing that he's not supporting gay...
Self-hater.
You know, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. But so here's where the Muppets tie in. Jim Henson's Creature Shop, they provide Muppet toys for the kids' meals for Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
When they found out about Dan Cathy's comments, they said, we're done. We're pulling all our toys, and Chick-fil-A can no longer...
How about that?
Yeah, use our toys in their kids' meals. Actually, if you guys notice right here, our very own Muppet, Kermit the Frog, is here. Whoa. Kermit, what's going on, buddy?
Kermit.
Oh, hi-ho there, everybody. I just wanted to say that I love gay people, and the Muppets love gay people. I mean, have you seen Animal's outfit? I mean, we love gay people, so we're going to support them. Yay!
Well, I can't see him. That's weird.
He's right there, Kevin.
Thank you.
What's
Thank you so much,
you?
Kermit. So you're now no longer doing anything with Chick-fil-A.
No, we're not going to do anything with Chick-fil-A. As anyone who knows me knows, I love pork. Yay!
All right, Kermit.
Very nice.
Brad, do you get the kids' toys and the meals when you go to restaurants? Is that something that they automatically hand out to you?
Wow.
They give me full-size Power Wheels, and I drive those home.
Nice.
It's great. Moving on. Lindsay Lohan. Sorry, Ralph is gone, but I'm still going to do it. Lindsay Lohan!
Have to.
Yeah. She wants to work with Jennifer Lawrence from The Hunger Games.
She wants to work with anyone.
Yeah, she wants to work.
Yeah, she just wants to work.
She's like one of those homeless people on the side with the sign. Will work for, well, whatever.
Anything.
Lindsay tweeted, I think this was yesterday, she tweeted, Jennifer Lawrence is a genius. I want to do Thelma and Louise with her, but a la Natural Born Killers. Two girls, two guys, one cup.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Somehow I knew that was coming.
Yeah, so, yeah, if you're Jennifer Lawrence, you're fine.
Yeah, you don't need
you
to
got
work
the
with...
Hunger Games. You've got the another X-Men sequel coming up.
There's another new one that I just saw a trailer for that she's in, too. She's
really
doing fine. Yeah,
yeah. She's doing fine. Yeah. She doesn't need to do anything with Lindsay Lohan involving two girls, two guys, a video camera, and getting all airtight. You know, I would avoid that, Jennifer. Your star is fine. You're doing well. Let's get to the celebrity birthdays. Actor, comedian Michael Richards is 63.
Yeah. You can argue that.
Comedian?
Yeah.
He's 63 years old today. Director Gus Van Sant is 60. Actress, singer Kristen Chenoweth. She's 44. Good looking 44, too. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Lopez is 43 today. Basketball player, former Laker turned actor Rick Fox is 43. Rose Byrne, love her on Damages. She's 33 years old today. Summer Glau is 31. A lot of hotties.
Yeah.
Mad Men's Elizabeth Moss is 30. Anna Paquin from True Blood, she's 30. And Bindi Irwin. Bindi Irwin, the daughter from Steve Irwin. She's 14 years old today. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad, and I pitter patter on the show business.
So concludes our square dancing portion of the program.
It's Kevin. I can't believe Mumford & Sons aren't involved in that song. Can you?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 8 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Strange Sex is the show. It airs Sunday nights on TLC. Last week, we brought you the heartwarming story of the woman with the world's largest breast. Remember, she had the 102 triple Zs. Today, we're going to deal with the man with the world's largest scrotum. Here's the thing about Strange Sex on TLC. Everything has to be put to some sort of a electronic dance music bed. I don't know what the deal is, but here's how the show begins from Sunday night.
Love
seriously.
It.
What's the deal?
The average scrotum weighs less than a golf ball, but one man's testicles weigh more than five golf bags, clubs, and all.
My scrotum is about 160 pounds and growing. The testicle sack is like a very, very juicy Thanksgiving turkey.
Wesley's scrotum is sort of a Ripley's, believe it or not. That's 6 feet. That's like a person.
Yeah, here's the thing. Because when I first heard about the man with the ever-increasing scrotum, and by the way,
did he say and growing?
Yes. Here's the thing that I learned from watching the show, kids. It was 160 pounds when this show was shot. It's growing at a rate of a pound a week.
Oh, my God.
And the reason, and you would think, as I did, why don't they just pop it and drain it like you would for anything? I mean,
it's
but no,
fluid?
I know.
Is that what it is?
I am
well, that's what I thought.
This conversation.
But when you, well, you haven't heard anything yet, my friend. But when, wait till you hear how he has to pee. But as you heard him say in the intro of the show there, it's more like a juicy turkey. It's more like there's fluid that's kind of inside the scrotum, but it's not, you can't just drain it. I mean, it's all part of the, you know, the texture of the thing. So it's a mess. He's got trouble. So let's find out how this problem all began for our friend Wesley.
One morning, I sat up a lot quicker than I normally would, and in the process of doing so, my right leg slammed down on top of my right testicle, causing excruciating sharp pain, unlike I've ever felt before. It's as though a tractor trailer had rolled on top of me. During that entire day, nothing occurred. I thought I dodged a bullet. I went to sleep. Sometime in between then and when I got up, the testicle sack grew to literally the size of a soccer ball.
That was overnight.
And so I went to the emergency room, where I was prescribed antibiotics to treat it as though maybe it was some sort of an infection.
Well, that wasn't the case at all, as you can imagine, because it continued to grow. And now he talks about what life is like carrying around, you know, two Brad Williams every day in front of his body.
I'm not able to wear pants. Instead of pants, I am forced to turn a hooded sweatshirt upside down and tuck inside the hood portion and clip it and with a safety pin or what have you and stick my legs through the arms of the hooded sweatshirt.
He doesn't go out, does he?
Yeah, he sure does.
No, he doesn't. No.
He gets around. He can't wear pants, though, so, you know, it's a little awkward sometimes. He does spend a lot of time at home. It's very uncomfortable, obviously, and he has. And when you're complaining about your job today, maybe you're getting up right now, maybe you're still laying in bed, you're thinking, I really don't want to go to work. I want you to imagine that there is a woman named Passion who is his home nurse. Now, Passion comes to his house and cooks for him, cleans him. She does a lot of things that you don't want to have anything to do with.
Correct.
And she is describing, and I should put out some sort of a warning here, that this is going to be something you will regret hearing. I'm not suggesting you turn away from it. I'm just telling you, I want you to acknowledge that you're going to regret hearing this. But you must. Here's Passion, his home nurse.
Wesley P. standing up normally, but it's not like he can aim.
Okay. It's not like he can aim.
Right. Then.
I want you to picture, as you hear Passion describing, I want you to picture what it must be like for a guy with a 160-pound scrotum to try to use the toilet.
Do I have to?
Yes, you do.
The balls have grown over his penis, so it just drips and runs down the set.
We're probably a few months shy of 4 years since I've seen my penis.
He hasn't seen his penis in 4 years. By the way, Passion also discusses what it's like keeping the area clean.
When I wash Wesley's scrotum and get into the cracks and the crevices, it's like an inch and a half deep, maybe. You know, it's really intense. You have to clean it, because if not, then Lord knows what happened, you know?
That's what I love about medical professionals. If you don't clean it, Lord knows what'll happen.
I hope she's getting paid double, triple, quadruple what the normal person would get paid.
I do, too. Imagine not seeing your penis for 4 years, by the way.
Wow. Right?
Well, as you can imagine, at some point, Wesley's got to deal with this. So he has been going to doctors. You know, ever since he went to that first doctor and they said, they basically said it's an infection, antibiotic. He's realized that that's not the case, because it gets bigger every week. And he keeps going back. Can't find anyone who can diagnose what's happened, until he found this doctor right there in his home city of Las Vegas.
In his scrotum area, his lymph channels are obstructed. So he has perpetual release of this fluid, but he cannot return it back to the body, and it accumulates at a certain rate every day. It's called scrotal lymphedema.
So what's happening is, it's almost like there's a faucet that is turned on, and it's leaking fluid into his scrotum, and they can't figure out any way to turn it off. So clearly, at some point, he's got to have surgery, right? You think?
I felt really bad yesterday because I had a little headache. You know what I mean? Like, this guy has so many problems.
Yes, he does. Now, he needs the surgery, but he's terrified of the surgery, not just because of the expense of it, but because he's afraid that he might die if he gets the surgery, which I say at some point, you got to just roll the dice.
Me too.
Yeah, because you can't live like this, obviously. I mean, it's going to continue to get worse.
Death is an acceptable outcome here.
At the rate he's going, his scrotum, you know, next year is going to weigh 300 pounds. I mean, at some point, he's got to deal with this. It's not something you can just ignore.
Probably the best way to describe the testicle sac is a solid mass of fluid. Not so much like a balloon full of water that can be drained, but more along the lines of a very, very juicy Thanksgiving turkey. If I were to pay cash, it could be as much as $1 million. But so far, almost every surgeon has said that they are not interested in performing this kind of surgery on me. The potential for bleeding out on the table is too great.
Now, here's what's fascinating. This guy, Wesley, again, we're talking about the Strange Sex show on TLC. He's got 160-pound scrotum.
Even surgeons are going, no, 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 no.
Well, this is just like, the conjoined twins, or this is just like the guys who have, a leg growing out of their stomach or something like that. It's hard to find people who have the skills and have the team together to be able to make a successful surgery out of that. This doctor in Las Vegas says he's willing to try. But Beer Mug was telling me that he's heard interviews with this guy. I guess this guy Wesley's been on Stern or something like that. He seems to be resisting getting the surgery. It almost like he likes being a celebrity, right, Muggs?
Yeah. He it's like the fame he's gotten from having these huge testicles. He doesn't want that to go away.
Yeah.
Wow.
But he's going to be immobile soon.
Yes, yes.
And he hasn't had sex in years.
Maybe one of those toy balls that you bounce on, maybe you can just bounce down the street.
it seems like you'd want to trade whatever notoriety you're getting for an opportunity to be able to live. So
Live or die, but not what he's doing.
He does look ahead to what his hopes are for the future in our final clip from Strange Sex.
Where I would like to see myself in 5 years would be back on track to some sort of normal life, have access to my penis to urinate like a normal person again. Yeah. Oh, and the New York Mets would actually be a good team.
Oh, that sounds good. unlikely to happen. I'm sorry.
Oh, he wants to play baseball?
No, he just wants the Mets to be a good team at some point in the next 5 years is what he's hoping. So this is a to be determined. This is a to be continued, I mean. So we haven't heard the end of this. The show ends basically with him kind of mulling the possibility of surgery and wondering if they're going to get a team together and wondering if he can find a way to pay for it, if somebody's going to do it for free. But we haven't heard the end of what's going to happen to this guy, I guess.
There's the doctor.
I know your nuts hurt.
That isn't good for you.
All right. We need to open up the phone lines. 1-800-520-1067 if you want to go to the world premiere of Total Recall.
Yes, this is awesome. The movie opens everywhere in theaters on Friday, August 3rd. You get to see it on the Wednesday, August 1st at the Grauman's Chinese Theater with the stars. And that means Kate Beckinsale, and that means Jessica Biel, and that means Colin Farrell, and Ethan Hawke, and Bryan Cranston. We have a Total Recall game for you. I'll give you a hint. It's a memory game. You can play it if you call now, 1-800-520-1067. That's next on the Kevin and Bean Show on Camera. Welcome to Recall.com. That's the website for the brand new Total Recall movie in theaters Friday, August 3rd. Grauman's Chinese Theater is the red carpet world premiere on August 1st with the stars. Hey, I wonder if the chick with the three boobs is going to be there. She was down at Comic-Con, you know, with the three boobs.
She doesn't really have three boobs, though.
No, but they're prosthetics. She's amazing. She's amazing and awesome. And the movie looks incredible, too. You can win tickets right now at 1-800-520-1067. It's our Total Recall game.
Total Recall. That's the game that we play. If you want tickets to the world premiere of Total Recall. Oh, yeah. Total Recall with the chick with three boobs. That's an extra boob. All you have to do is recall. Oh, yeah.
All right. Omar's gone bye-bye. We have never tried this game before, but since the movie is Total Recall, we are going to be asking you to recall things in a list. We're going to ask you for five of something. You're going to have to name five of something in 10 seconds. If you can do it, you win tickets to the red carpet world premiere with the stars. It's as simple as that. Who's our first contestant here?
The categories, Renee is our first contestant. Hi, Renee.
How's it going, guys?
The categories could be anything. We're just going to give you a random category. It doesn't have to do with this particular movie. It's just you have to recall five things in 10 seconds in that category.
Okay.
But I feel pretty good about you, Renee. 10 seconds on the clock. All you have to do is name five Nirvana songs. Five Nirvana songs, and you win. Good luck.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Good work. Well, not an ideal start, but you could have come up with Come As You Are or Breed or Lithium. I mean, there's a lot of them, but thank you for playing anyway. Thank you for that.
That was awesome.
Total Recall.
All right. Let's go to Freddie. Hi, Freddie. Welcome to the game. Hello, Freddie.
Yep.
Okay. Hello.
All right, Fred, 10 seconds on the clock. Let's check your Total Recall. All you have to do in 10 seconds is give us the name of five U.S. presidents. Five U.S. presidents. Good luck.
Lincoln, Washington, Obama, Bush 2, Jimmy Carter.
Yeah! There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, we got ourselves a winner.
With nothing but time to spare.
Yeah, that was great.
All right, you automatically win. There's no drawing. Congratulations. Let's go to Javier. Hi, Javier.
Hey, good morning.
All right, Total Recall, 10 seconds on the clock. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, we went from you. Five NBA teams. Five NBA teams. Good luck.
Lakers, Nuggets, Spurs, Pacers, and Trailblazers.
Look at that.
Wow. How about that? What a bizarre list of NBA teams.
True.
It was kind of weird that you ended up in Portland. I got to be telling you, I was surprised by that as well. Congratulations, Siri. You're going to be at the red carpet world premiere with the stars. Be sure to say hi to Jessica Biel for us.
Let's go to David. Hi, David.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Oh, I'm not feeling good about David. How about you guys?
I think David's going to nail it.
Oh, man. Hey, Lisa May, Kevin Bean, yep. Party Hello. People, what's up?
All right.
10 seconds on the clock, my friend. We want from you five Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. Five Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. Good luck.
Total Recall, True Lies, Stay Hungry.
Quick 10 seconds, by the way. Wow.
I know. That was a little bit too quick.
No,
I don't know.
We're using the same exact... It's exactly 10 seconds, by the way.
Yeah,
I didn't even know what your third one was, though. What was that?
Stay
Hungry?
Yeah, Stay Hungry. Come on. That's what it first was. Conan, The Barbarian.
Stay Hungry. All right. Thank you. Sorry, David.
I think we got time for one more contestant for Total Recall World Premiere tickets.
All right, and it is Ray. Hi, Ray.
Hey, what's going on, folks?
How you feeling, Ray? You're our last contestant. You're going to make us proud?
Yes, sir.
Total Recall.
Good luck to you. From you, we want five late-night television hosts. Five late-night TV hosts. Good luck.
Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, Jimmy Fallon.
You lose just for not getting Kimmel, dude.
Yeah, where was Kimmel? Where's Letterman? Craig Ferguson? There's a lot of them out there. Nice try, though. Thanks a lot for playing. We'll have more tickets for you tomorrow for Total Recall, the world premiere from the world famous.
Total Recall. Enjoy the third boop.
Qualifying you all week long on the Kevin and Bean Show and throughout the day at K-Rock for Road Trip USA 2012, destination number four. It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers in Austin, Texas. You get a chance to see them there on Austin City Limits, and the qualifying prize is tickets to see them at the sold-out Staples Center show. Congratulations to Robert Trujillo from Santa Fe Springs, who just won. Doubtful it's the guy from Metallica.
And from Metallica? That's awesome.
It's probably not the same guy, but Congratulations, Robert. Thank you so much for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. What about Destination Truth on the Sci-Fi Channel, Tuesday nights at 9? What about that show, Kevin?
If we only had the host to talk to, Josh Gates. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh. Welcome back.
Hello. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
You are in your fifth season of going all over the world, tracking down crazy stuff. Will you ever run out of things to investigate?
I hope not. It's a pretty good gig. I get to go to really weird places and, look for crazy monsters and, yeah, I hope not. I don't think so. There's lots of crazy stories like this all over the world.
Now, was it last week that you went looking for the cannibals?
We did. We went to a cannibal village in Fiji and did a paranormal investigation way up in the jungles of Fiji.
Did you bring extra security for the cannibal village?
Brought extra food with me, as much food as I can carry up there.
All right, good.
It's, you know, keep them full, and then they won't eat your crew. That's the idea.
All right.
That is really good advice. How the show is fascinating because you do get into stuff that we don't really, you know, run into living in cities in the United States. But, I mean, there really are people around the world in 2012 who are still cannibals, right, Josh? That's a real thing.
That's a real thing. In fact, there are some places like in Papua New Guinea where there are, you know, tribes that actively are still doing this, and there are some spots in the Amazon where there are even a few uncontacted tribes, you know, people who've never even been contacted by the outside world. So amazing. You know, you sort of feel like everything's been done and everything's been seen, but there are these people out there that are just living in a totally different way of life.
Do you know how they pick who they're going to eat? Because that would kind of suck if it got around to dinner time and everybody started looking at each other.
I do not know. It seems like a tense village to live in.
Yeah.
Josh, because your show has been, you know, as I mentioned, into the fifth season, you've been all over the world. You've been to so many remote places. Do you ever go someplace where they just haven't seen the technology that you're carrying with you or haven't really even been exposed to white people that often? Have you been in situations where it's just been a crazy culture shock for both of you?
Yeah, for sure. You know, there have been a couple of spots in Indonesia that we've been to, places in Africa that we've been to where, I mean, I'm like a big white guy. You know, where I'm just, it's like the circus has come to town.
Would you go so far as to say doofus?
Yes. Okay. Sure. That's probably fair.
Okay.
But, you know, people come out and, like, they just, you know, it's like kids are just freaked out, you know. We are strange looking to a lot of people. So, we've had that experience. I had an iPod with me in Papua New Guinea a few years ago, and these kids had never seen, forget an iPod, they'd never seen a CD player, any sort of music player, and they were just totally blown away.
You put
it.
The little earbuds in their ears and they just were freaking out?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was like, you know, and like they'd never heard any of this music, and I was like, oh my God, what do I play for a kid who's never heard any kind of Western music, you know?
Just Justin Bieber, I guess. I mean, that's where you have to start,
Justin Bieber, right? That's
right.
Where you start. You start at the top.
And then the city goes, we don't need music.
Right. Then they break the iPod and throw it in the fire.
Now, this is the voice of Josh Gates. Yeah, they reject the technology once they hear Bieber's on it. Josh Gates, of course, the host of Destination Truth on the Sci-Fi Channel with another new episode tonight at 9. You're getting back into UFOs, which I know has been a constant theme throughout all the seasons. You have been all over the world checking out stories of UFOs. You've seen more crazy lights than anyone I know, Josh. What's your gut feeling now, having spent so much time investigating? Where's your head on what these lights are?
My gut feeling on UFOs has always been that I feel like aliens probably exist, but they're not here. You know, I think it would be insane that there were no if there was no other life in the universe. But I've never really been on board with this idea that they're just sort of like hanging out, looking at us directly above us. But I have to say, this episode tonight, which is shot in Kazakhstan, is probably the craziest thing I've ever seen in the sky, and is the closest that I've ever come to really changing my mind on that.
Why? What did it look like? That
we just saw not just one light, but a series of lights moving really fast and changing directions really fast. And I've just never seen anything like that. It's not the way that a plane behaves. It wasn't a shooting star. It's just one of those things where I came up short in terms of being able to explain it. It was just
You explained it well. Yeah. I saw the tease for the show, and in it you asked the question, "What am I looking at?" And I shouted back to the TV, "I don't know. You're the guy that's seeing it."
it's a really cool episode because it's something I've never seen before, and I have no idea what it was.
You know, that's the thing. I mean, there's that category. Let me start that sentence again. What happens with UFO conversations so often is we feel like we have to either check one. Either it is an alien visiting our planet or it's not. And sometimes there's something in the middle where we just don't know. We can't figure out what it is or how it's done, and we just have to accept the fact, and I think it makes us uncomfortable that we don't know. We can't make an absolute determination. And that's what keeps driving UFOologists crazy year after year after year, is the mystery.
Absolutely. I mean, there are all sorts of people out there, credible people who are not just UFO enthusiasts, just credible folks that are having experiences they can't explain. And whether it's a UFO sighting or a creature sighting on the show, that's really at the heart of what we do in DT is we're trying to just talk to those folks and then see if we can substantiate what they've seen.
Right. Destination Truth doesn't have a lot of truth in it, though, does it?
It has a lot of looking for the truth. Truth is a hard thing to find.
Destination should be in capital letters. Truth maybe in lowercase.
That's right.
Destination seeking or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we're headed toward the truth. That's
okay.
The idea.
All right. We always enjoy having you on, and I think as long as there are people on the planet, we will always be fascinated with what is unexplained. So you can see the UFOs in Kazakhstan tonight that Josh was talking about, and also a visit to Sweden to locate yet another lake creature. We'll see how that turns out. It's at 9 o'clock tonight and every Tuesday night on the Sci-Fi Channel. Josh, always good to catch up with you, man. Thanks for coming on.
Great talking to you guys.
Thanks.
A lot of shows still coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Tuesday, including your toilet injury stories. I understand that the man filling in for Ralph Garman on the Showbiz Beat today, our friend Brad Williams, comedian Brad Williams, Funny Brad on Twitter, you have your own toilet injury story you're going to be sharing with us?
Yes, I
do. Can't wait. Yours is probably unique.
I can safely say that.
Well, you're the only one of us who has to worry about falling in, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Most of my stories are. Most people don't have the midget tie-in to whatever story that they're throwing out.
That's
there.
That's true.
So, yeah. You can have the dwarf toilet story coming up next hour. But for now, let's get to the showbiz news. Mariah Carey just got paid. Oh, my goodness. She is now the new judge on American Idol.
Now, I haven't watched American Idol ever because I don't do...
Neither have I. I don't know.
I don't really do karaoke unless I'm drunk. and that's kind of a karaoke show. But,
yeah.
But she crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm certifiable.
Right. So I'm hoping that there be some good crazy moments.
Me too.
Yeah. And so do we have any of the other judges yet? I guess Tyler is out, right?
Tyler Perry?
Steven Tyler.
Yes.
Oh, he's out. We don't know about Randy Jackson yet. We don't know whether he's coming back or not. As of now, he has not been fired or has announced he has quit or anything like that.
The staff of American Idol must be going nuts because J-Lo's known for being a huge diva, high maintenance. And then Mariah's
worse.
Even worse. So they're just like, jeez. If you look up her writer online, it's like, it's ridiculous.
Do that and bring it to us next hour.
I will.
Yeah, fantastic.
I will do so. But
I'm so excited. She's such a nut job.
She's reportedly getting paid just under $18 million, so probably about $17.5 million for one season, which now makes her the highest paid judge on any of these shows.
Wow.
J-Lo got $12 million last year.
And that was crazy.
Yeah. And Britney Spears, who crazy too,
yeah,
is getting $15 million for X Factor. So Mariah, number one, highest paid. But it makes sense. I mean, you know, Nick Cannon's dialysis machine, that's pretty expensive. Yeah, a joke that if you get it, you're laughing. But a lot of people aren't. They're like, Nick Cannon, dialysis? Look it up, TMZ. This is something we've known for a while, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Madonna is an insensitive bitch.
Really?
Here's the thing. She's going on this MDMA tour,
And there's a section of her show where during the show she takes out an AK-47 and mime shoots the audience. There's bullet noises being made over the loudspeaker, and then on a giant LCD screen behind her, blood is being splattered all over the LCD screen.
Okay.
Now, that happened, that was always in the show. But then, obviously, the tragedy in Colorado happened, and many people are calling on her to be like, hey, timing. You know what I mean? People might be upset.
You do have to take current events into account.
You
I
have
think.
To take it into consideration.
Not if you're Madonna.
Well, that's the thing. Because she has said that she's not going to censor. She says, I'm not going to censor my art. And, yeah, she said she would rather cancel her show than actually censor it.
Here's I'm good with that.
Bitch got no class.
Here's the thing, though, is she has a performance in Denver on October 18th.
Oh, in Colorado?
In Colorado.
Wow.
So I'm wondering if maybe she'll make an exception on that day?
I would think.
I mean, here's the thing. I'm a comedian. I'm all for free speech. I'm a champion of free speech, but I'm also... You have to know your audience.
You're also a human being,
yeah, right?
By the way.
Human being. You have to know. I mean, other people are being sensitive. I know there was a trailer that Warner Brothers pulled that had a scene of gangsters shooting up. I think the Chinese theater. So they pulled that. If you remember the movie The Watch, it used to be called The Neighborhood Watch, but that was pulled after the Trayvon Martin case, where people said, okay, people might associate Neighborhood Watch with George Zimmerman. So. Yeah, there's free speech, but then also be timely about it. So that's what I would recommend to Madonna. But you know what? It's her tour. She can do what she wants. But also, people can react how they want.
Yeah, true.
And they could react by not going, not supporting. You know, and you can just get the same stuff by buying a Lady Gaga CD anyway. So whatever. Let's get to celebrity birthdays. Michael Richards from Seinfeld fame is 63 years old today. Director Gus Van Sant is 60. Kristen Chenoweth from Glee and other projects is 44. Jennifer Lopez, speaking of how much she got paid, she's 43 years old today. Laker, former Laker, champion Laker, turned actor Rick Fox is 43. Actress Rose Byrne from Damages and X-Men and Bridesmaids and just a lot of good stuff. She's 33 today. Summer Glau.
Yes.
Oh, Summer Glau. She's 31 today. From Mad Men, Elizabeth Moss is 30. And from True Blood, Anna Paquin. Is 30 today.
No! Anna Paquin boob does not count as real boob. That's like looking at a 12-year-old boy.
I had heard that fight before. Oh, man. And also, there's new DVDs and TV on DVD in stores today. New DVDs, NHL, the Stanley Cup champion, that's LA Kings. That DVD is there today. Kevin does not need porn for another week. You're just going to stick in the Stanley Cup DVD and just watch it.
That is my porn.
Oh, Jonathan Quick. Oh, Jonathan Quick. Stretch Jonathan Quick. Woo-hoo. And then TV on DVD today. Boss, season 1. Children's Hospital, the complete third season. I love that show.
Yeah, get that. That's
so good.
That's great.
So funny. And gotta show my other dwarf some love. Game of Thrones, the complete first season is
awesome.
On DVD. Gotta support my man, Peter Dinklage. I am Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. I pitter-patter on the showbiz.
Please tell me how this topic of toilet injuries came up. I know this was the King of Mexico who suggested it, but why?
I don't know. Maybe he heard him. I don't know.
It was weird. I was in the back getting ready for the showbiz beat, and he started talking about toilet injuries, and that's when I perked up like, yeah, I've been hurt on the toilet.
Well, before we hear from you, Brad Williams, who's filling in for Ralph on the showbiz beat today, There's an article that says that there are 40,000 toilet injuries in the United States each year. 40,000. Now, I'm shocked by that number. Maybe I shouldn't be, but when you consider that there are 300 million Americans and all of them are using the toilet once or twice a day, I guess there's just enough interaction with toilets that if something's going to go wrong, there's going to be a lot of it happening, right?
But until Brad told us he had a story, we were looking around the room yesterday and it hadn't happened to me, hadn't happened to Lisa. Let's be honest, if it was going to happen, if someone was going to get injured with a toilet, it would be me.
Absolutely.
Hasn't happened.
Right.
Let's talk about, because I was just trying to rack my brain, like, what could possibly go wrong? It doesn't seem like there's anything easier than just sitting down, right?
It's a very simple process. I mean, and there's not
right, exactly.
So how do 40,000 injuries occur? That's insane.
Well, here's a list of some of the ways that people have been hurt by toilets that happen frequently, and we're going to be taking your calls of toilet injuries, although I'm not sure why, at 1-800-520-1067. One of the most common causes of toilet injuries are boys who pee and the toilet seat, they're standing up, they're peeing, the toilet seat then falls down and smashes their penis.
Oh, ouch.
There have been children who have run the risk of drowning or getting hurt falling into the toilet. Mm-hmm. Injuries to adults include sitting down wrong, either with the seat up or down, bruising their butts, their tailbones.
Oh, so they're just not paying attention and sitting?
Not paying attention, and the seat is up, and they sit down and fall.
How fast are you sitting down you bruise that? Are you like in a race? Are you playing musical chairs and one of them is a toilet?
That's true. A race with time.
Yeah, that could be. It could be the fear. Who knows? By the way, there are people every year who dislocate their hips from unsuspectedly sitting on a toilet bowl and not recognizing the toilet seat was in fact
that isn't good for you.
Under the age of 80?
Other injuries can be caused by the feet slipping while standing in front of the toilet or the toilet bowl collapsing under the weight of the occupant. You don't have to worry about that one, Brad.
Nope.
There are also numerous pinch injuries that can occur if there is a split in the seat.
Ooh.
Yeah. Which I guess can imagine. Now, here's where it gets interesting. And again, we're taking your calls on toilet injuries, 1-800-520-1067.
By the way, all the phone lines are full.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Already, yeah.
Here's where it starts to get interesting. Everything I've described, I can imagine. But what about the people who get stung or bitten by something in the toilet or coming up from the sewer?
Oh, do not tell me that.
That's
like a New York crocodile in the sewer type
story. When I was a kid, I used to be afraid of that all the time.
Black widow spiders like to hide under the toilet seats.
Oh, boy.
And, of course, we've all heard stories of snakes and rats who come up from the toilet.
Snakes?
That does happen.
Oh, God.
And all of this, by the way, is without even talking about the people who get injured while on the toilet because they are straining and have a heart attack. Pull a muscle. Exactly. There's lots of things that could go wrong just with the, you know, just with the maneuver of trying to make a poopy.
Poor Uncle Fred. He just was, he was straining.
Poor Elvis Presley.
Poor Elvis Presley who died on the toilet.
But I don't think that was a toilet related injury. That was a drug related injury.
It happened on
the
toilet.
What happened to you, Brad?
What happened to me? Well, as a comedian, I go on the road a lot and I got to stay in different hotels. And hotels have this habit of putting the big towels on the rack on top of the toilet.
Right.
So I had just got done taking a shower, and I can't reach that rack, being a mighty 4'4" that I am. So I started, like, climbing on the shower curtain that's next.
Seems like a bad plan already.
Yeah, I was playing like a game of spider midget.
Right.
And and then like the curtain gave way and I fell down and the toilet, because I'm a guy, I leave the seat up.
Mm-hmm.
I fell directly in. Like,
awesome.
I dunked myself. Like, it was just, like, yeah, butt first, feet and arms just slowly coming out, like a spider trying to get out. I couldn't get myself out.
Were you stuck?
Yes, I was stuck.
That's awesome.
Really?
I got stuck. Well, I actually, because now in hotels, they have a phone that's by the toilet a lot.
But you don't want to call anybody in that
instance. I had to.
You literally were stuck in the toilet and couldn't get out.
I was stuck in the toilet like some sort of old woman in the, help, I've fallen and I can't get up, that kind of thing.
God. So what did you say when you called? I'm stuck in the toilet?
I called and I said, you got to send someone up. I fell and I'm stuck in the toilet.
Did they laugh?
There was a long pause.
Were they laughing? Because I would have been laughing so hard.
They were laughing. And then the person... Kudos to her, because I said, I'm stuck in the toilet, and there was a long pause, laughter, and then she said, is there any sort of special tool we should bring up? Like, yeah, there's a midget extractor. We all have the midget extractor on our tour belt.
Do we need to bring that up?
Yeah, just a giant plunger and... That's wow. all, Brad, that's all you gotta do.
So, were you naked or were your pants around your?
He just took a shower.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were naked, and she came, yeah. so she came in to rescue you.
Her and about 8 other staff members who didn't sure. believe that the story was true.
I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. But you cook food. I don't care. I don't care. I can help. I can use a spatula.
That's awesome.
So yeah, that was my.
You had to call for help. I would have spent 45 minutes trying to get out before I called.
Like, and the worst part was that one of the people that came in, once they all kind of started laughing and they started helping me out, one of the guys just started yelling out, "Turtle, turtle, turtle, turtle."
Were you scared?
I wasn't scared. I was scared it was going to end up on like YouTube or something like that. I was
why
afraid
didn't somebody whip out their phone.
I know.
I
was totally scared that someone's going to take it out and like start filming that.
That's too bad.
That is amazing. See, kids, it's fun being a little person. Come on.
Yeah.
All right,
thing.
Matt,
jokes happen.
You hang on, Jeremiah, hang on, Jimmy. Everybody, please hang on. We will get to your calls, I promise. 1-800-520-1067. There are 40,000 toilet injuries a year in this country. We want to hear from you about yours. That's next on the Kevin Bean Show on Care. Mr. Skin joins us in about 50 minutes or so here on the Kevin Bean Show with the first annual Skin Olympics. Finally, there's some way to tie in boobies to the Olympics. Right now, though, we're talking about toilet injuries on the Kevin Bean Show with our friend comedian Brad Williams on Twitter, @FunnyBrad. He just told us how he fell into a toilet at
yes,
a hotel.
I
had to actually call downstairs and have them come up and rescue him from the bowl.
Yeah, they gave me one of those Batman grappling hook guns, and I just got out.
I would have tried to break the toilet before I called.
So the statistic was 40,000 toilet injuries in the United States every year. So let's blow through some of these calls, starting with Matt. He's on line one. Find out who got hurt and how by trying to use a toilet. Matt, thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Well, it actually wasn't me. It was my dad, and... He can't walk very well, so my mom kind of dragged him a lot of places where he'd be content just sitting on a chair. Well, he went to the bathroom in the mall, and as he was trying to sit down, the toilet seat wasn't bolted down in the back.
Right.
So as he kind of plopped himself down onto the seat, it kind of, the seat slid to the left, and basically, between the ceramic bowl and the seat, pinched his ball bag.
Oh!
Ow, ow!
So as he's trying to... As he's trying to shimmy back to get to the center of the bowl, he pushes and then goes to the other side and it pinched the other side.
Please stop. No more. No more. Yeah,
so, I don't know what we thought we were going to get, Bean. I mean, this is basically what...
Yeah.
That's what's exposed.
That's the area that's in danger. It's kind of like one of those Wile E. Coyote scenes where he just keeps walking in the rakes and they just keep like flying up and hitting
him. Did he get... did it tear? Did he need stitches or something? Or
why
what happened?
Would you ask further? Why do you have a follow-up?
They bruised and swelled up pretty bad, though. So.
Oh,
and now they weigh 161 pounds.
That's right. We just had highlights of him last hour.
Thank you, Matt. Let's go to Jeremiah. He's on line two on the Kevin and Bean Show, 1-800-520-1067. Toilet injuries, Jeremiah. You're up.
Hey, guys.
Hi. What happened?
Hey, so I was sitting down at a buddy's house. I didn't know his toilet seat was broken on the left or the right side. So as I'm sitting down to do my business, I shove, a guy shoves his penis in the front. Instead, he went in between the toilet seat and the bowl. So as I sat down, I sat on my own penis.
He sat on his own junk, you guys.
Yep.
Do we have to continue this? this is a particularly painful show.
I'm surprised not all the calls are coming in like, yeah, so what happened to me was when I sat down at the toilet.
It's all guys.
Thank you, Jeremiah. Appreciate that. All right, let's change direction a little bit and go to Anthony. Nothing got squished or torn or blown out.
Good.
Anthony, what happened to you? How'd you get hurt on a toilet?
Hey, guys. I was about 5 years old, and I was just finished taking a shower. And what happened was I got out of the bathtub to get the towel, and I jumped back in the shower for some reason. And I was like, oh, I can clear this lip. And so I jumped. My foot caught the edge, and I smacked my head on the edge of the toilet seat, and I cracked my head open.
Oh my God.
Wow.
See, we didn't think about falling on the toilet and it being, made of hard porcelain or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous thing.
You don't think of someone jumping over it either.
No.
Right? I mean, that's not usually the move that happens in the bathroom.
And a five-year-old, too.
Yeah.
That's some hops.
I don't remember what happened. I just remember waking up in the hospital, being wrapped up in a cocoon, getting stitched, and telling my mom that I didn't want to die.
Wow. Yeah. It's a nice childhood memory to have.
Yeah,
and she told me, she was like, you're dumb, you're not going to die, be quiet.
You're dumb.
You're dumb.
That, okay, so that's the response. You're dumb. Good.
Death by
Thank
crabber.
You, Anthony. Let's go back to line one. John has got a story for us, too, on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, John. Toilet injuries. Go ahead.
I was working with somebody a number of years ago, and this is a coworker, and she's on the toilet, and she had a seizure.
Oh,
and she fell off the toilet, and she got stuck between the toilet and the wall. And myself and a couple of coworkers tried to extract her. We couldn't, so we had to call 911 and have the paramedics come out. And essentially, they almost did a Jaws of Life thing to get her out from between the toilet
God.
And the wall.
I can't even imagine.
You can't even get to the story.
How can somebody be jammed in like that?
I know, because her shoulders were too wide.
Well, if you have a seizure, that's every muscle in your body, right?
Right, yeah.
So there's no way to control where you go or how you fall or anything.
You fall as you fall.
And she just bailed off the toilet and got stuck.
That's bad news.
And what a good friend and coworker you are to be laughing about it all these years later. Getting such glee out of the worst day of her life.
You did the right thing, John. Thank you for calling.
No, that's not the time, Kevin. The time is time for Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin.com.
Mr. Skin is the greatest human in the history of the world ever. MrSkin.com is the site where you can go, where you can see all of your favorite hot chicks naked in TV and movies throughout the decades. Mr. Skin, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Doing great, Kevin and Bean. Haley Smith, how's everyone doing?
Good, Mr. Skin.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. Always a pleasure to see the new things that you come up with over there at MrSkin.com. And you have the Skinlympics, the inaugural Skinlympics you have just announced this week on the site. What's this all about?
Yeah, well, you know, a couple months ago when we knew the Summer Olympics were coming up in August or in July, we were sitting there racking, no pun intended, our brains trying to figure out, like, how we could tie in what we do at MrSkin.com into the Olympics.
Right.
And then we were looking at the events for all the Olympics, and it dawned on us when you looked at gymnastics or archery or volleyball, equestrian, all these different events, that in the history of film and television, actresses from all over the world have performed these acts in movies or TV. So then we went through our incredible database and were able to pull this stuff up, and now for each I think we have 21 total events that are real events in the Olympics. We came up with corresponding nude scenes that you can come and vote. It's all free. You can watch all these videos and vote on the different scenes. And people are freaking out that we were able to come up with, like, ping pong, for instance. Believe it or not, there's been movies where girls have been playing ping pong naked.
Why? I mean, I'm for it, but why?
Like, how do they work that into the plot of the story that a naked woman is playing ping pong?
You know it's very important for women to play ping pong naked at the, for a movie. Yeah, so it's cool.
Can you imagine the actress being told, yeah, you're playing ping pong, you know, and you're nude. Yeah. That's it.
And hey, wait till they find out if they won a gold medal in the Skinlympics. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, like, even like equestrians, one where, like, now luckily
that's horse racing.
Where you're nude on a horse.
Okay.
And we have Tyne Daly actually was nude in The Adulteress on a horse. We didn't choose every scene. We picked our six favorite, and then you can vote. And whoever wins will get a gold, a silver, a bronze. And you'd be surprised. Like, Bo Derek was in the movie Bolero nude on horseback. And I think that Betsy Russell from Private School will win. But there's some great, great choices as far as equestrian goes. But they're all good. They're all fun.
I love that you went through over 72,000 movies and television shows to come up with the contestants. And you're right. I mean, even you must have been surprised to find out how many there were of actresses.
Right. And that's what makes it fun, because not only is this fun to do, but you discover all these awesome, crazy nude scenes. I mean, these are movies from all over the world. I mean, we have stuff from Brazil, the Philippines, China. And these are actual movies that are in our database. And luckily, we took the time last summer, not even thinking about the Skinlympics, but we literally had a team of skin turns go in and tag every one of our nude scenes, over 75,000, I think it was. They went through and tagged for anything they saw, whether it the girl's on a balcony, it was a lesbian scene, she was wearing a red dress, or if she was playing ping pong or cycling or something. And then it was pretty easy for us then to search the database to find all this stuff.
How many cycling contestants do you have? How many naked?
Well, as you know, there's many girls that have ridden nude on a bicycle.
I don't know.
Film. And we have Sarah Jean Underwood, who's pretty popular.
She's way hot.
Yeah, she's in the cycling. believe it or not, Sigourney Weaver.
Nope.
Now, it's a stationary bike. We did take a few liberties here and there, but she was in a movie called Half Moon Street in 1986, and she's topless riding a bike. It's fantastic.
Unbelievable. Hey, you mentioned the skin turns, Mr. Skin. Is it every day when you show up to work there in Chicago, are there 1,000 people in line outside your office trying to get a job there? I mean, I can't even imagine what it must be like for you.
Well, it's fun because every summer I get 3 kids, and they're usually like in college, you know, in the middle of college where they're looking to make extra money, and we pay them $10 an hour, and they go and look at nude scenes all day. So, yes, there is a lot of interest in our internship program. So, yeah.
What do they tell their parents they're doing for the summer, though?
They say they have the greatest job in the world, and they're making money at the same time. So we're the only job where no kids are ever late for work, and they work OT every night.
So. Sure, of course. You can barely get them to leave the office.
We have to actually forcibly remove them, but that's another story. So
you said something interesting, Mr. Skin. We've been talking to you for years here on the Kevin Bean Show. We've talked about what a great site you have, and it's about $1 a day to have access to all this video from the history of film and television. But you can watch the Skinlympics if you want to vote on these various categories from the front page for free, right?
Oh, yeah. And we have 21 events, of which there's at least 5 to choose from for each. So it's over 100 different video clips you could watch all for free. And that's the thing about this. It's why we have, like, I think it's we hit the 100,000 vote mark a little while ago, and it's going to continue on through August 12th when the Olympics end.
What is the category that you found some in that you didn't think you would?
Besides
ping pong.
Archery was one that blew me away, that there was such good, like, nude while shooting a bow and arrow. That blew me away. The other one was, I'd have to say, weightlifting. Believe it or not, there's been movies where girls have been nude and lifted weights, and they're like they're movies you actually could have tracked down. I mean, one is they're more B movies. Scream Queen, Hot Tub Party had Kelly Maroney in there, and that was from 1991. But we found Selma Hayek in one of her first movies in 1997. She's in a skin tight leotard, and this muscular guy is lifting her over her head. It's pretty funny, and we included that one in, but the other ones, the girls are all lifting weights. It was pretty amazing.
That's bizarre.
And by the way, you mentioned archery. One of the actresses that you'll see topless is Gretchen Mol from Boardwalk Empire, who's
gorgeous. See a nice mix of modern day, and we even have Blaze Starr from Blaze Starr Goes Nudist in the 60s for archery. But yeah, Gretchen Mol in Boardwalk Empire got naked, took out a bow and arrow, and it was a fun scene, but who knew that would be a Skinlympic contestant when it happened.
Were there any categories that you couldn't find any?
The javelin. We don't
have
any new javelin.
Okay.
That's very disappointing.
that was the one we really had trouble finding. But I'm pretty proud that 21.
Sure.
Even tennis is an Olympic event. And gosh, there's some hot scenes where girls are playing tennis naked, and
like they do, Mr. Skin.
There's nothing better than a girl playing tennis naked. You got to see those
all
are
right.
Great.
Last question for you, and again, go to MrSkin.com to see all that we've described. And that is, because it is kind of a takeoff on the Olympics, does the USA rule? Are our actresses doing the best work of this kind around the world?
We're going to slowly start releasing winners of the early rounds by this weekend, and early returns are the United States is going to do very well in the medal.
USA!
USA! USA!
MrSkin.com is the site. You are the best man in the world. As always, we appreciate your time on the Kevin Bean Show. Thanks for stopping by.
All right, take care, everyone.
A real pleasure to have one of our very favorite comedians in studio with us today and tomorrow, filling in for Ralph Garman on the Showbiz Beat. It's Brad Williams on Twitter, @FunnyBrad, performing Ice House Pasadena the weekend of August 10th. Tickets on sale now through IceHouseComedy.com. And Brad, you're still doing your podcast, the About Last Night podcast, on the Toad Hop Network as well.
I am.
You're a busy guy. What's going on in showbiz world today?
I'm a busy guy, but I still have time to look at the showbiz world. Now, I did a story last hour, and it's been one of the big stories of the day, is that Mariah Carey has been announced as the new American Idol judge, being paid a whopping $18 million.
Well, that's crazy.
That's a lot of money.
And that's for, what, a couple of months worth?
Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
That's a
time-wise.
That can buy a lot of stiletto heels.
Yeah.
I think it's basically August through January. So what?
Oh,
that's like four or five months or something like that. But I mean, you know, after they get past the audition rounds, it's literally 2 days a week.
Wow.
I mean, it's like Tuesday and Wednesday or something. I mean, it's insane how low the hours are.
That's nuts. But one of the things we're talking about is how the American Idol staff has got to be going nuts because they go from J-Lo, who is a huge diva, who I actually read somewhere that when an assistant adds cream to her coffee, she's required to spin it counterclockwise.
Are you joking?
Clockwise is unacceptable.
That can't be true.
Oh,
can
of course it can.
With J-Lo, I've heard stories of the similar nature. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe counterclockwise gets it really in. I don't know.
Can you look her in the eye? Do you have to? Well, how's that work?
I love that.
But then they go from her to Mariah Carey. Now, Mariah Carey is a notorious diva. And in the past, her writer at concerts, stuff that she requires in her dressing room and requires to have done in order for her to be comfortable to perform, she needs a specific brand of vanilla candles.
Okay.
She needs...
Just not any vanilla candles.
Not any vanilla candles.
Okay.
Got to be a specific brand. Black drapes, white roses. In the past, she's asked to have the dressing room have bunnies and kittens.
That's not true.
In the dressing room, so she has people to like... keep her company and like
bunnies and
pet and be cute and be
are you kidding?
Lonely girl.
Wow. Need some. Look, I'd have puppies if I could, but that seems mean to the animals,
right?
She doesn't
it?
Care.
Yeah, because then like where the puppies go afterward?
And, yeah, exactly.
Who knows? The only acceptable water is Evian water.
Okay.
Her room must be kept at 75 degrees.
Not a
76 is unacceptable.
That's crazy bad.
One bead of sweat might dribble down that face, and you can't perform under those conditions. And then this story is one of my favorites. One time when she was signing CDs at a record store, she required her assistants to go into the record store and change all the toilet paper in all the bathrooms in the record store to pink. So she could have pink toilet paper just in case she had to drop a deuce.
Wait a minute. So she didn't know if she was going to have to or not.
Didn't know if she was going to have to or not.
But just in case.
But only pink toilet paper can touch the bum.
Wow.
Of Mariah Carey.
She's great.
That's...
I heard a story one time that she was flying from Los Angeles to New York, and this is pre-9/11. Yeah. All of her people got on and put all of her, I don't know, 10, 20 suitcases and took up all of the first class room.
I actually read that story as well.
Because she didn't want to check it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was all carry-on, and she took up all of the room in first class for the luggage to be stored overhead.
Did they let her do that?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
She probably bought all the seats. She probably just bought out all of first class,
well,
right?
Maybe.
Sure,
I don't know.
Because when you're traveling with 10 assistants, that's about first class anyway.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. Good luck with that, American Idol staff. Have fun.
Somebody shut the f*** up, you crazy bitch.
Somebody right now at American Idol is going, this is going to be hell.
This is going to suck. I love this story. Now, Chick-fil-A, the fast food restaurant, serves great chicken, but... it is known to give money to certain charities that are anti-gay charities that spread anti-gay marriage commercials, that sponsor camps where you can pray the gay away. Ironically enough, I was sent to a camp where you can pray the midget away. That
did
didn't
that
happen.
It didn't happen. Did it? No.
Who knew?
Yeah.
But yeah, so they've been under a little bit of fire for that in the company and what they support. And the CEO, when asked about all these charges in terms of, not really charges, but all these...
allegations?
All these allegations that they support, he said guilty as charged, that he's done it, that's what they do. So...
Well, I mean, I think he's deeply committed to the Bible, and he's not going to... I mean, I give him credit for not trying to weasel out of his beliefs. He's saying, yeah, these are my beliefs, you're with me or you're against me.
I have his statement, if anybody...
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Guilty!
Back to you.
But yeah, but now Jim Henson's Creature Shop, which provides the toys for the kids' meals of Chick-fil-A, they provide little Muppet toys, they've backed out. And they said, we will no longer provide toys in the kids' meals because we don't support this. And I think, you know, that's the price you pay for putting those views out there. While they are your views, people do reserve the right to then respond accordingly.
Right to, you have the right to do that.
Yeah.
And people have the right to make up their mind whether they want to use your establishment.
Free market.
Absolutely. And we have Kermit the Frog here, who released a statement. who said,
Hi-ho there, everybody. I am deeply supportive of the gay culture. Some people don't realize this, but the song Rainbow Connection was actually a song based on the nightclub Rainbow Connection in West Hollywood, California.
That makes sense.
That's where Beaker and Fozzie have some fun. That's all I'm going to say. You know, why do you think Beaker talks like this? Me, 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 you know. Stuff happens. Anyway, back to you, Brad Williams.
Thank you, Kermit the Frog.
That's quite a first-hand account. Quite an interview.
Absolutely. The scoop. New CDs and DVDs today. Gossamer by Passion Pit is out. Handwritten by the Gas Lamp Anthem. We were just talking about Jennifer Lopez. She has a CD called Dance Again, which is just a hits, a number one version of all her songs. And, and new DVDs today. Stanley Cup Champion DVD.
That's what I'm talking
about.
With
the LA Kings. That's out today. There is not enough lube for Kevin today.
How dare you, sir?
Vaseline sales around his home have gone dry. There's nothing. Nothing, I tell you. And new TV on DVD today. Boss Season 1, Children's Hospital. The complete third season
is
out today.
That's great.
Go see it. Was it Rob Corddry?
Yep.
Oh, with the clown make. Oh,
so funny.
So funny. And Game of Thrones is out. The first season is out on DVD today. Celebrity birthdays. Actor Michael Richards is 63 years old today. Director Gus Van Sant is 60. Kristen Chenoweth is 44. Jennifer Lopez. Big day for her today. 43 years old today. Rick Fox, former Laker turned actor. He's 43 as well. Rose Byrne, actress from Damages. Yeah. And Bridesmaids. She's 33 today. Summer Glau is 31. A lot of bells. A lot of hot chicks. Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men is 30. And Anna Paquin from True Blood. She's 30 today. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. And I pitter patter on the showbiz.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Tuesday. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets for the sold-out Red Hot Chili Peppers show at Staples Center and be qualified for the grand prize drawing we do Friday to send you to see the band one more time in Austin. I would never want to be as famous as Tommy Lee. I do know that for a fact.
Yeah, and that seems bad.
Tommy Lee, of course, the drummer for Motley Crue, has been famous for the Pam Anderson sex tape, Methods of Mayhem, his own reality TV show. The guy's been famous for decades. And apparently he's at the point now, Kevin, where he even can't take it anymore. He says he loves his fans, but he put an open letter on the Motley Crue Facebook page where he says, "I'm not here to take pictures with you. I'm here to entertain you. Nobody put me where I am but me." He talked about how when he was a kid and he bought Led Zeppelin records and concert tickets, he didn't say, "One day these effers are going to owe me a picture." And basically, he's gone to Facebook,
that's
to Motley
weird.
Crue fans, and said, "Quit asking me for pictures. I don't want to get my picture taken with you anymore."
That's bizarre, don't you think?
It does seem like, look, I understand that it would be inconvenient and not fun every day to go out and be recognizable and have everybody approach you for a photo. But on the other hand, the only reason you're famous is because of your fans, because of the people who have supported you over the years, right?
And it's him. I mean, Tommy Lee doesn't strike me that way at all. He seems like a
nice
guy.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Well, we wanted to find out more about this because this doesn't sound like the Tommy Lee that we know and love either. So we asked producer Dave if he could line him up. And sure enough, Tommy Lee joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Tommy, how are you?
Yeah. Hey, it's Tommy Lee from Motley Crue, and you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Yeah.
Right.
We know that. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show right now.
You did it right.
That's not what we needed, though, Tom. So you basically say, nobody put me where I am but me. I put myself right here where I want to be with a lot of hard work, practice, talent, luck, etc. What I do owe myself and others is being the best, and that's making great music, being a good man, father, and human being, not a stupid photograph.
Yeah, I mean, totally.
I don't think people are claiming that they're you know, somehow owed for your success by wanting a picture. They just want a picture.
What?
Did you?
Sorry, man. You totally lost me there.
All right, Tommy.
I mean, you're talking all smart and stuff, man.
I've never been accused of that. All right. So, Tommy, you hate taking pictures with fans.
Okay.
No, I'm saying that's what you said on your Facebook page.
Oh, well, you know what I was thinking the other day, man?
What?
I was like, hey, Tommy Lee, remember when you were in a bathtub of LSD with David Lee Roth? Rock and roll.
Right, but we were talking about how you're tired of people coming up to you when you're in a restaurant with your kids, or you're even at one point you talk about how you're taking a leak at the urinal and somebody comes up and wants an autograph and a photo. It's just it's driving you crazy now, right, Tommy?
Totally, man. Totally. You're speaking my language. All right, sex.
No one's talking about sex. We're talking about you and your fans and photographs. It just seems
rock and roll. Yeah, dude.
All right.
Okay.
Hey,
but
Tommy. Man, hey, you know what Plato said? Life's like a train, man. Go for it.
Plato said, life's like a train. Go for it.
All right. Rock
they had
roll.
Trains then, to be honest.
Like
hey,
I said,
Lisa,
yes,
go ahead, Tommy.
Show me the cans.
Well, I agree with him on that.
I think we're all in agreement.
You guys know Kate Upton?
Yeah, Kate Upton, yes.
Big ones, right?
Yeah, she's amazing.
Oh, man. Be motorboating her like, yeah, hey, it's Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
Right.
Woo!
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Tommy.
Hey, man, before you go,
yeah.
I just want to say that, like, I'm a big supporter of, like, the Special Olympics and stuff, and I think it's really great that you hired Beer Mug.
Hey, how dare you? Drown.
Nice singing.
What noise was that?
It was Bean singing. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:39.
Speaking of the band Cage the Elephant, imagine how big an elephant must be to Brad Williams. Imagine when Brad goes to the zoo, how crazy scared he must be.
Really awesome.
I just call an elephant a Great Dane. Same thing.
they're both so huge you can't get anywhere near them.
Exactly.
Brad is here, of course, on Twitter, at FunnyBrad, BradWilliamsComedy.com, playing the Ice House in Pasadena August 10th and 11th. He is filling in for Ralph Garman one more time for today on the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Let's do it. Kim Kardashian is in the... You know what?
I'm sorry, who?
Porn star Kim Thank Kardashian. You. Thank you for that. Is in the news. This is a weird story. I don't know if you guys watch the excellent reality program, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
No.
Do you watch this? I mean, it's a reality program, right?
No,
based
it's not.
In reality?
It's not
real. It's what really happens?
That's what they say, yeah.
That's what they claim.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you caught this past Sunday's episode, you saw a version of the pot calling the kettle black. I will explain.
Please.
I know, pot calling the kettle black. I'm talking about maybe a Kim Kardashian ex, but no.
Oh.
What happened was on the episode, Kris Jenner, Kim's mom, and Kim were going to the golf course to spy on lesbian Bruce Jenner.
Right.
And the mom said to Kim, hey, did you bring the night vision goggles? And Kim said, no, that was Paris Hilton, mom. And it's like, really, Kim? You're going to take swipes at the Paris Hilton sex tape? Because that was the famous sex tape that was actually done in night vision.
Sure.
But it's like, come on, Kim. That's how you got famous.
Whores.
That is really the only reason she got famous. That's true.
It is. And she's taking swipes at Paris for her sex tape. Well, my sex tape was better than your sex tape. That's just that's what happens at these Hollywood parties now. Well, my sex tape was better. No, my sex tape was better. I had night vision. I had a cinematographer.
Yeah.
It's
people are calling their
Everyone's
agents.
Everyone's a dumb whore.
People are calling their agents. You got to get me a sex tape. That seems to be the hot thing right now.
Seems to be. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that Minka Kelly sex tape happens.
That's all we talked about yesterday. Lisa Mae was going to walk out if we didn't stop talking about it yesterday, Brad.
All right, fine.
It's ridic.
It's ridic. That's right.
It is ridic. Moving on.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah.
You've talked in the past about how there are a lot of ladies when you're out on the road doing your comedy tour who have it on their bucket list that they want to be with a little person.
Mm-hmm.
Do they ever ask or try to film it for posterity just because they want a memento of that wonderful night?
They do.
Are there Brad Williams sex tapes out there?
Please, God, no.
There might be.
No.
Okay. All right.
You didn't know, but if you watch a dwarf sex tape, you get a wish.
Is that right?
Yeah, you get a wish. I mean,
I didn't realize you got a wish.
Exactly. So it's totally worth it.
I don't want to watch you having sex, if you don't mind my saying.
Just once?
I mean,
just
say you did.
I mean, I would, but I don't want to.
It's the same thing as Two Girls, One Cup. You have to watch.
But just for a couple of seconds, you don't have to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, that's it. You don't want to watch anymore. Right. Yeah, they might be. There might be some
well
stuff
done,
out
Brad.
There.
Anyone that has that, please let us know.
Moving on. Demi Moore is all sorts of upset.
Why?
Radar Online is reporting that since Ashton Kutcher is now... reportedly, allegedly, going out with Mila Kunis, that's really hurting to me, and she's all sorts of stress because he's moving on and to a much hotter, younger.
Yeah.
Woo!
And so, yeah, so that's kind of stressing her out a little bit. She's going through some troubles. Also, she's going through some troubles because apparently her kids are still friends with Ashton.
Well, he was there for how many years?
That should be.
Yeah, but then it makes sense to me because they're the same age.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, they have the same interests. You know, they check each other's Facebook pages and go to the malls and have Slurpees and stuff. Like, I don't know. It just seems like stuff that they would do together. So, yeah, it makes complete sense to me that she's still friends. So, yeah, to me, move on. Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan is in the news right now just because of a tweet she put out yesterday that she wants to work with Jennifer Lawrence.
I do too.
Don't we all? I also want a mansion. I want Kate Upton in my bed tonight. I want many things that I will tweet about. Doesn't mean they're going to happen. But Lindsay tweeted, of course, Jennifer Lawrence being the Hunger Games star. She was in X-Men First Class. And Lindsay tweeted, Jennifer Lawrence is a genius. I want to do Thelma and Louise with her, but a la Natural Born Killers, with two girls and two guys. I don't know.
Huh.
I could see that working, but I would say, Lindsay, if you're going to do Thelma and Louise, why don't you practice the scene where they drive off the cliff?
That ending?
Good idea.
Just practice it. See if you can get it right. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just take your bends, go up to the hills, do your thing, and then let's know how that turns out.
You know, Jennifer Lawrence is attractive. And,
right.
And a really good actress.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd use the word genius. That seems a little strong.
I don't know. There's, what was that movie she did?
Winter's Bone.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
She was amazing in that.
Right there with Winter's Bone.
Well, she got nominated for an Academy Award for it.
Yeah.
She was great.
And Bean is always looking to use the word bone in the radio broadcast and have it be pertinent. So
that's correct.
Good job there, Bean. CDs and DVDs released today. Passion Pit has a new album called Gossamer. The Gaslight Anthem released Handwritten today. Jennifer Lopez released Dance Again, which is, I guess, the hits, deluxe version. And new DVDs today, the L.A. Kings Stanley Cup Championship DVD is out today!
I'm going to watch that for 24 hours straight. I won't be in tomorrow.
Who needs Kim Kardashian sex tapes when you got the L.A. Kings and their Stanley Cup Champion DVD? Ah! I can't wait to watch that, too. And then new TV on DVD today. Boss, season 1 is out. And then Children's Hospital, one of the best shows on television. The complete third season is out today.
Complete third season is like 45 minutes. They're like 8-minute episodes.
Yeah, they're all 8 to 15-minute long episodes.
This is
so
one
really,
DVD.
Yeah, you can knock it out by the time it takes like
to watch
one.
That's
why
you like it so much, Brad, because it's short?
You darn right it is!
See?
Speaking of me liking things because it's short, Game of Thrones, the complete first season, is out today, starring the great and talented king of all the dwarves, Peter Dinklage. He is king of dwarves.
He is.
He should be.
Darn right. Celebrity birthdays. Michael Richards, Kramer from Seinfeld. He's 63 today. Director Gus Van Sant is 60 years old. Kristen Chenoweth is 44 today. Jennifer Lopez is 43. Rick Fox, former Laker, is 43 today. Rose Byrne from Damages and X-Men First Class is 33. Actress Summer Glau. Oh, backstage Dave just keeps talking about Summer Glau. How much he loves Summer Glau. She is 31 today. Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men is 30. And Anna Paquin. Also, a lot of X-Men stuff. You got Jennifer Lawrence.
For her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, True Blood.
No, Anna Paquin boob does not count as real boob. That's like looking at a 12-year-old boy.
That's not true.
I've seen True Blood. I like those scenes.
Me too.
You go, Anna Paquin. Yeah, that and I'm tiny and I could probably fit in between the gap in her teeth, so I can probably like just like set up there and like have a little house and like, maybe like a duplex. Yeah, it'd be nice.
I'm uncomfortable with that.
It'd be fun. Anyways, I am Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad, and I pitter patter on the show biz.
It looked like you stole a midget pants.
Yeah.
All right.
Midget pants.
Brand new show tomorrow morning. Brad will be back to do show biz for us.
Awesome. I will.
Love having him. I don't know if you were watching a few minutes ago, if you had access to a television, but there was a motorcycle high speed chase.
Yeah.
We were watching.
And Bean loves those. Oh, wait. I love them. He hates them.
They couldn't be a more colossal waste of resources and time.
I love it so much.
It was
they affect
good,
next
though.
To no one, yet they get all the coverage. I don't understand.
So
it.
Good. I would watch full time if I could.
The ending was great.
So we're going to talk to motorcyclists who have run from the police.
Ooh.
A lot of them. We've done this topic before.
Really?
A lot of them get away because they're on motorcycles.
It does seem like that's the easiest way to get away is be
sure.
on a motorcycle, right?
But they got caught. The one today had a helicopter. Once you get a helicopter, they're kind of pesky. We also have the tickets for the Total Recall world premiere tomorrow morning, and we have Adam Carolla this weekend. All tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin.